Hey everybody, guess what day it is? It must be Thursday. It is Thursday. And welcome to another episode of Nashley Unbothered. I'm Shari.
I'm Ebony.
I'm Tasha.
Well, damn. Hi, Tasha. You with us today. You all right? You on that purple stick?
Nah.
Oh, okay. All right. Nothing. I ain't talking. Oh, okay. Didn't hear what you said, but okay.
I said I'm on them tater chips.
Tater chips. Oh.
Tater chips.
Keep in mind, tater chips are not the same as potato chips.
Tater chips.
Anyway. When is the last time you bitches lied to prevent from hurting someone's feelings? And what was the lie?
Oh, that would be probably Monday that I told the lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because the lie was I wish I could read it in my phone, but sorry, I lost my phone at the funeral. I just got it back today. Let me know if you still want me.
Well, let's hope they don't listen to the podcast.
It doesn't matter if they do or don't.
It was a lie.
And the lie detector determined.
That was a lie.
Well, my story? You think my story was a lie?
No.
No.
You know, everybody going there, she want to challenge my shit every time.
No, I was saying how, you know.
It was totally a lie.
Yeah. I haven't told a lie in so long. I just don't even know.
What?
And there it is, right there.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen. Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. I'm sorry. That was my bad. I went there.
Whatever. Probably when I told someone, I'm just so truthful all the time. I can't come back to me. I don't know.
What?
If y'all think of a lie I told, tell it. Cause shit, I don't know.
What the fuck? What kind of fucking answer is that?
I don't remember the last time I had to lie to somebody. I just always be telling them.
Bitch, you ain't never been classified in the truthful whole section of the Bible.
Well, I've never been deemed the liar in the Bible either.
I did not say that.
Well, bitch, that is exactly what the fuck you said.
No, I did not. I said you was never on the truthful side. So that is not what I said.
It's two sides. It's the truth and it's a lie. It's the truth and there's a lie. Mm-mm. Probably
it is.
When I told Shari her hair was cute.
Bitch, whatever. What hairstyle was that? What hairstyle was that? The bun?
The bun.
Bitch, whatever. You are so fake.
I don't fucking know. Like, I be really trying to tell the truth these days. Or I don't say nothing.
The question wasn't what you do these days, bitch. The question is the last motherfucking time. Hammer.
I'm always killing somebody, so I'm sure I said somebody died that was probably already dead. Probably to get off work. I'm sure I've done that in the past. Said that someone was.
But the dead, second part of the question died. Is, what was the lie, bitch?
Somebody dead. I gotta go. I don't know. I'm pregnant. Can I get $400 for an abortion? That was probably 97. I mean, shit.
Bitch, I had to double check that.
Don't, bitch, you trying to talk about me? What?
I just saw a gap, and I was like, what the fuck is that? Bitch, what's wrong with you? Why would I be talking about you? You got two.
Because, you know, I lost that tooth a couple few episodes back. Oh, y'all some raggedy hoes.
To say that went everywhere but where it was supposed to be. That
you asked me to tell some lies. I told you two good lies I done told in the past. Somebody dead, I need an abortion, and what was the other one?
I gotta go.
I didn't know he was married. I got all kind of shit. I didn't know you was his wife. I mean, I might have known he was there, but I didn't know you was the wife. I mean,
I know he had a wife, but I didn't know you was the wife.
I mean, shit.
Oh my God, I can't right now. I just want you to know that the boy, the number one boy, said that he never knew that you was so damn funny. The number one boy.
That's my baby right there, too.
He said, man, mom, I didn't know she was so funny. She funny as hell.
I mean, you asked me to put out my truth and I tell it and y'all laugh at me for it.
No, you funny.
That's what I would be liking to share.
Listen, when I go back and listen to the shows, if there's so much that I miss, because a lot of times we're both talking or just the connection is different. But when I go and actually listen, it's so many ad-libs that your ass be throwing in there. And I'll be literally like screaming out loud, laughing out loud at work. Like Tiffany on the other side, bitch, be like, okay, but I be in there cracking up,
in
my own little world, laughing out loud.
I'm just saying, ho, use a little funny, ho. You just a little funny, ho.
Bitch, tell you a lie while you're trying to deflect.
I'm not. First of all, there's no reason for me to deflect.
Well, go ahead and tell your lie.
Because I'm not gonna tell some Alzheimer's explanation. First of all, you know what? we've got to leave that alone because we're going to get some hate mail. Yes. That we keep referring to that. It is very serious, and it is 100% on my father's side of the family, and we need to stop. It happened one time. It won't happen again.
Shit, my mom's side
It's not something that you catch. It is definitely genetics, and I have been tested for it. It is something that I'm very likely to suffer from. So that's why I said I don't know why the hell we keep saying that, but it just seems fitting for several
stick with me, things. Bitch. I'll help you remember everything. Remember you said I was the beneficiary?
No, I ain't never said that, bitch. Tasha, do you know what this bitch said to me today? That when we go, we're going to have to get plopped right next to each other. And ask her what the fuck she said was going to be on her headstone.
I couldn't get rid of this bitch in life, nor can I get away from her in death. The hoe was right here.
That's what she wants her fucking headstone to say.
I'm just going to take a picture going like this.
Whatever, bitch.
And here it is.
Anyway, but you call me and Tasha your soulmate, and this is how you treat us.
I called y'all, yes, y'all are my soulmates.
I was going to say, it's recorded, bitch. You can't take it back. Mm-hmm. We'll make that shit go viral.
No, I remember saying that. I believe I was telling the truth.
She said, I believe.
If you don't believe it, nobody is.
All right, y'all. So it's time for us to get kinktastic, okay? Y'all ready for our kinktastic phrase of this week?
Absolutely.
Mannequinophilia.
I agree that the mannequin don't feel you.
Somebody that want to do it to mannequins.
No, it is a sexual attraction to machines.
Machines, or
doing sex acts with certain types of machines, such as in cars, inside of washing machines. Stuff like that.
Inside of washing machines?
Yes, inside. Tasha, we can't hear nothing you said.
Are these little people?
No. The fuck? Bitch, we have gotten fucking... We getting canceled. Cancel the whole Nasty and Unbothered.
No.
Right, correct, Amendo.
Thank you. So I'm saying, who the fuck's fucking inside a washing machine?
Skinny people.
What they do, standing up in that motherfucker?
They could. That's still being inside of the washing machine.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you know they got those. You know they got the new wash machines now where it don't have that thing in the middle.
Yes, because mine don't have one in the middle. You can stand up in there.
If I had a ding dong, I'd be sitting all up in it.
Why you laugh?
I didn't. Not all up in you. I'm talking about I'd be in the washing machine.
I feel like I'm. Can be pretty creative with some places to have sex. Ebony, I'm sure you could agree.
We are talking about having sex with machines, people. Or in the machine.
What's another machine?
I had sex in a machine. It was called an elevator.
That's a machine.
Well, that's normal. A washing machine is not.
This is the thing. We don't yuck people's yum. So they can have sex in a washing machine.
I am yucking that yum.
If somebody wants to have sex in a washing machine.
They busy than a motherfucker, that's what.
What about people that want to have sex in trash cans?
Oh, they just nasty, disgusting. That's gross.
Why?
What are they called? Oscar the Grouchophilia?
That's what I
thought.
I thought
it was Oscar the Grouch. What? Was it again?
Oscar the Grouchophilia?
Because they all end with philia in some kind of way.
Yeah. Right. I don't agree with that. That's nasty.
It's called a trashophile. A person who's obsessed with having sex in trash cans. You're a trashophile.
Trashophilia. Trashophilia.
Yes. Yeah, it would be trashophilia, I'm sure.
Ew, that's just nasty.
That's pretty disturbing.
True story. Know someone in my family who has sex in a trash can.
I love everybody.
True story.
I love everybody in your family.
Why?
I will say this. It was on the day that the trash can was empty.
But they still be dirty.
I'm just saying, it wasn't on top of trash. I'm just saying.
Is it a female or a male?
It is a female. She said, I love everyone in your family. I love them too. True story.
This person is disturbed.
I'm sorry, that bitch is trash.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you, young lady.
I'm sorry, cousin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nasty ass.
Why? Because she was really, really, really young, and they couldn't do it in the house, and they wanted to do it really, really bad.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, she must have been like 12 or 13 or something. Like.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
I can't give her no more than that.
I'm born out on them and saying this person was at least 20-something.
No, that's too old.
16.
Yes.
I know who it is. I don't. But I have an idea.
We'll talk about it offline. Nope, I'm not giving out any initials.
I don't want to talk about it.
Because the initials will give it, all away.
I'll give you the initials. GB.
You don't know any initials.
Bitch.
GB for garbage.
DP, that's pussy.
Oh. Right along with them
Hey, you is trash if you call somebody dumpster pussy. You is trash. If somebody tell you got a dumpster pussy, bitch.
Hey, I'm just going about with the information that you said to somebody.
You just throw the whole pussy in the trash.
It's garbage.
Merch.
Come on now. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
I hope I don't have to. I hope when I see these people in the family, I don't automatically see DPs because I don't know exactly dumpster who it is. Pussy.
She said dumpster pussy. First of all, y'all know there's different types of pussies. Y'all know there's nasty hoe pussy, stank hoe pussy. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that's some old garbage ass pussy, but some
loose pussy,
stank pussy, but some dumpster ass pussy. That means you like the sludge from the residue of the shit that was in the bags.
That's what you said. You called them sludge.
That mean you nasty all over.
Your insides and your outside parts.
Yeah, nasty. grimy.
Sticky. Just saying. I know somebody that knows somebody. That's all I'm saying. And they is in my family.
It's right now, I just feel nasty. Just listening to this. I need to wipe the film off. So
just disgusting.
All right. Tasha? She needs some music.
Okay, skinny scat, scat be the boob up, boot the boop boop, and the butt up, pop, 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 and it is today, and we are talking about TJ's Fucks or Facts.
First of all, forget that one. Don't
ask. Heaven for that wonderful
introduction music. Fuck that. Forget that shit. Don't ever. Hey, when you listen to this shit, skip over that shit.
That name is undeniable.
Look.
One more time. Hit it one more time.
Working the skitty skat. Skitty bit of boobop, booty rebop, beep, bop, 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 and there it is. Wow, wow. TJ's Fucks or Facts.
All right, so okay.
I'm sorry.
The chime coming in or something. All right, so, fuck or fact, men from Dakota buy the largest condoms, while men from Mississippi buy the smallest ones.
Men in North Dakota?
In the Dakotas.
In the Dakotas.
The Dakotas got big dicks.
I'm gonna vote a yes, because I've had a dick in the Dakotas and it was large. Very large.
Have you ever had a Mississippian penis?
I have.
Was it a small one?
I erased it from my memory.
And compare, well, if you erase it from your memory, it had to be unmemorable.
It's on the do not recall list.
Do not recall did not count.
Do not recall.
Okay. Ebony, anything on this subject here?
I don't believe I would have to go through my Rolodex to find out if I've been with anyone from the Dakotas.
You said you were going to go through your Rolodex?
Roll of dicks. My roll of dicks.
Mm-hmm. My roll of dicks, so I could see.
I can say that when you were in the Dakotas, you did not get any dicks.
I did not.
You did not. You did not get any dicks.
I am going to take 200 for I did not get any dicks in the Dakotas. Alex, rest in peace. And the Mississippi's, just because that MISSISSIPP, I'm gonna say they got small PPs just because of that.
It's too many obstacles.
Yeah,
right out of my mouth with the PPs and the eyes. I promise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say that I've ever been to the Dakotas or had a Dakota dick that I know of. Nor a Mississippian, but again, IPP, I know one. So yeah. It says it's a fact. I don't know. I mean, y'all just for the most part, proved with the article says.
I'm saying I'm rolling with it because I had some very large penis in the Dakotas.
Well, there you have it.
If you feel like you need to prove that you do, if you need to prove that you do not have a little dick and you are from Mississippi, or if you need to show us that you have a big old dick and you're from the Dakotas, please email us at nationallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Send those dick pics in. We will measure them. That is www. That's nationallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That's nationallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Get those dick pics a-flowing.
Now we out here soliciting dick pics?
We're not. What?
What are we doing here?
I'm in an investigative journalist.
Investigative journalist. Okay.
Yes. So I'm just doing my.
And that shit is said with the straightest of faces. Do you see her face? That shit is straight, that motherfucker. That bitch didn't even blink.
I don't want to see your dick.
Investigative reporting. I can only do it if I have hard, cold facts. And if you have hard, cold dicks in the Dakotas, keep them coming. I mean, one of these ladies will keep them coming.
She did say hard.
I did.
Hard.
All right, ladies, it's time to get into this topic. This is another topic that someone wrote in to us, and they're basing it off of previous conversations that they have heard from majority of the females that have been on the show, guest and host.
Is this a male?
It was from a male. Okay, and it says, loving like you've never been hurt. Is that even possible?
Oh my God. You must go to Dre's high school of
ridiculousism.
Are you sure Dre didn't write in? I need a fucking break.
But I would say this, in my opinion, I think it is possible, and that's a great question. I think it's possible if you allow yourself to heal. Oh, touch finger.
Yeah, keep talking.
Yeah, I think that was it. I think it's possible if you allow yourself to heal. Like, really heal. Do the work. Dig deep. But I think it is absolutely possible.
I think all things are possible.
I have to believe it's possible.
I think but that no, once you know how to be okay with yourself, you can be involved with someone else. So, yeah, eventually, yes, you have to let the hurt go. But once you love you and you realize that it's not... There are things that you have to repair. You can't blame everything on the other person in a relationship, because the one common denominator in all relationships that aren't working out is you. So once you fix yourself and you work on self, and then you give yourself self-love, yes, I believe that loving holistically, or whatever the fuck the question was, is possibility. I despise people that write. What the fuck was the question?
Loving like you've never been hurt. Is it even possible?
Okay, I pose that question to the raggedy ass man who wrote that shit in. Because, you know, we all know that when men get fucking hurt, they motherfucking shut down like some little old bitches.
First of all, let's not call men bitches. Men can't be bitches nor pussies, because they are way too strong. Okay? They're the dicks and the penises that they are.
Okay, well, let's say this. Sir, are you able to love? Have you healed? Are you healed, motherfucker? Is your heart healed? Are you able to love again? Or are you sitting at home listening to Leona Lewis and Fantasia and all the fucking love songs? Fuck. If you wanted these type of answers, write into Dre's shit. Write in, inbox Dre on Facebook and let him answer your fucking ass questions. Ugh. Learn to love that.
I feel like you can absolutely love, like, beyond hurt. Like, I feel like you can just go into that shit. I mean, like, anybody can do that shit.
Because as soon as you start loving again, when you try to love, all you gonna do is fall in love with that same motherfucker that hurt you.
That you just broke up with. The one that you just broke up with.
It's the same motherfucker with a different body. It's the same shit. You get in the same situation with a different motherfucker because you don't recognize yourself as the problem.
Or you don't allow yourself to heal. You jump from one to another.
Exactly.
You haven't allowed yourself.
A serial relationship person.
Because you don't think you're the problem. And we all know that you are the fucking problem. You sabotage all your fucking relationships.
This sounds a little personal.
You know, she
he disgusts me.
Are you directing this at
me? Hey, she is. She definitely is, Tasha.
Over this question. And his loving after healing.
Just sidebar for 2 minutes. Question.
Yeah.
Why are all of your answers to all of the questions, regardless to how they're framed, seems to be very hostile, if you will? Do you care to elaborate on the why?
I pride myself on giving people the cold hard facts of every question that they pose to this podcast, and when they submit questions that are, can I love without healing, healing and love and blossoms and pussyfooting, whatever, willies or whatever, it really just overcooks my grits. Like, right into fucking
this bitch been living in Alabama too long
to fucking get fucking questions on love and shit. We talk about fucking and sex and sucking dick and doing it anally. That's what questions we want you to fucking ask. Damn, can y'all love without healing? Is this that type of fucking podcast? Golly, I don't like you. I don't like it. Fuck. Of course, nigga, that motherfucker know you can love through healing or without healing or whatever the fuck the question was. It's so stupid, I can't even remember it. You know you can love again. Shit, you can even love without being healed. You just loving wrong and long and dumb.
Loving like you've never been hurt. Is it possible?
No. If you love like you've never been hurt, your dumbass is gonna fall for the same old shit that hurt you. Love like you've been hurt. Do that.
No, because then you're doing it.
You're too guarded. You can't even love.
No, if you love like you've been hurt, then you won't hurt the next person. You're more open.
Because hurt people.
Sounds like some two motherfuckers who have hurt people before.
I've not hurt anyone.
On the other hand,
who have I hurt? Give me initials.
Mild-mannered bitch.
Give me some initials. Who have I hurt?
Bitch, I don't remember everybody that you hurt. The list is too long, and I don't got time.
Bitch, you is a liar.
You ain't never hurt nobody.
Tasha, we're going to stop this right now. Put that on your mama.
Which one?
Vanessa.
No.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't feel like
exactly. She said,
I'm only telling the truth. If you go through life acting like you've never been hurt, then you won't heal.
That's not what it said. You just rewrote that whole scenario.
Oh well, he should have wrote it the way I said it. Then he wrote it in wrong.
It didn't say shit about going through life acting like you've been hurt. It says.
She made her own version of the story.
Well, he should have. I don't like the way he posed his question. He needs to rephrase it.
To heal, then yes, you can. Hurt.
Oh, everybody still has baggage. Anyway, Lewis, I guess you can love again through healing. The peanut gallery has spoken.
Bad advice, Betty.
No,
bitch, Betty.
I bet he takes he. You take everything I said to heart because he's probably not getting screwed anyway.
Oh my goodness! All right, so let's move right on along. We're gonna play a game before we get to Ebony. Because hey, she needs to cool the fuck off.
Know how I love games.
If that was believable. Mm-mm-mm. Tonight we're going to play another episode of Dumb, Doped, or Drunk. Da-da-da-da. Yes. Tasha, you have never played Dumb, Doped, or Drunk. So I will give you the rules.
Well, someone should go first and show me how it's done. I agree.
Listen, let me give you the rules. I am going to read you a actual real life statement, criminal statement, headline, if you will. And then you're going to tell me if the individual in this story is dumb, doped, or drunk. Sometimes these individuals can be more than one. But it's very rare that I pick those. So, one answer should be suffice, okay?
Sounds simple enough.
All righty. And let's go. Ebony, you shall go first. Man accused of cutting off woman's nipples. That's the headline of the news story. Sioux Falls, which is in what state? South Dakota.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Uh-huh. A South Dakota man accused of sitting on a woman and slicing her nipples off with a pair of, yes, you guessed it, scissors, has pleaded guilty. Was he dumb? Doped or drunk?
He was doped.
Ding, 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 ding. He was slammered. On what is the Dakotas known for? That meth. That's right. He was trashed. He received 30 years for cutting off those nipples. So if you think about cutting off some lady's nipples, look forward to 30 years in prison.
Mm-hmm. That's mutilation. You
mm-hmm.
can't do that.
Mm-hmm. There's a fetish for that. We'll talk about that on another day. All right, Tasha, you got the idea of the game. How you feel about that, though?
The thought of piercing the nipple is too much. So the thought of somebody snipping it off with scissors, my nipples just started to throb. I need some
WD-40
or something.
Painkillers. I said WD-40.
Are you ready, Tasha?
I'm ready.
You rubbing your nipples? They're hurting. Caress the nipples. Secure their safety. All right. So, Tasha, your headline is Man Beheads Wife. I know. And the storyline is police have arrested a man for allegedly beheading his wife when she confronted him about his gambling habit. The accused walked 5 kilometers just to hoist the head of his wife over a traffic light. Was he dumb, doped, or drunk?
All of the above. Oh my God. You say you never picked those.
It's very rare.
He was definitely all of the above, in my opinion. He was definitely fucking dumb. He would have to be on some type of dope. And motherfuckers do some crazy things off of liquor. So I'm just going to have to stick with all of the above.
So you're going to think that this is the one time that it's all of the above.
He dumb. And I can't choose between the other two. So yes, all of the above, please. Alex.
All right. Alex Trebek, rest in peace. But she is incorrect. The answer is drunk. A drunk motherfucker did this.
Wow, he must have been a Syriza.
He must have been on, no, fuck that, Ciroc. That motherfucker must have been on that
whiskey.
No, he was on that lean.
Well, you put other stuff in lean. That's not.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's not, dope.
He can, but it's got. He can mix it with the alcohol.
Just sipping on some scissor.
He's drunk. Okay, maybe he wasn't on that lean. I don't know, but he was drunk. The answer is drunk. Don't worry about it. I ain't never been on lean. I don't know what it is. Okay?
It ain't drunk. That's what it ain't.
She said, that's what it ain't. It ain't drunk. Okay. All right, well, disregard the lean. Whatever.
I ain't never done it either, but I know I've seen it.
I mean... Whatever. I couldn't say he was wet because then that would have been definitely. What is that?
Dope.
Are you sure that's dope?
That's dope.
Embalming fluid is dope.
Yes. Embalming fluid dipped on a cigarette, dipped on weed, dipped on a motherfucking crack blunt is dope. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
They don't drink it, they smoke it. They inhale it some type of way.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the dick and the pussy. Now we've been on the drugs. Let's get back on track. We done got sidetracked. Anyway.
So this train easily gets derailed.
You know, we don't give a fuck. Anyway. So... Tasha, won't you do Ebony's music? Your voice is more melodious than mine.
Well, that's right. She got a song. I want to make up some shit.
Oh, you gonna make up?
I can't sing. What is your thing? Say my name.
Make up some shit. Freestyle that shit, Tasha.
I'm ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Say my name, say my name.
This was not in a baritone.
That was wonderful. The lower register in your voice is so sultry. Thank you so much.
I thought she was about to make up some bullshit like you be making up for her segment. This bitch just...
I mean...
No, I was at first, but then I remembered, okay, it's Say My Name, so I'll just give up Say My Name.
Okay, guys, this one's a real doozy. I love my wife. Together 5 years, married for 3. sex is trash, and I want a kid, but she has reproductive issues. So mm-hmm. I've been cheating. One side chick had a miscarriage. I don't know what to do at this point. Leave to start a new family or stay and cheat. Advice.
Who's writing you these days?
Bunch of cheating ass assholes, I guess.
They be having so much going on now. Normally they used to just be basic, one topic, one issue. It's so complex. I feel like I'm over here like a damn therapist now. I just normally just used to give some little generic ass shit.
I said, fuck yourself. That's what I said. Mr. Sir. Thank you. That's all.
Read it again.
I love my wife. Together 5 years, married 3. Sex is trash, and I want a kid, but she has reproductive issues. So I've been cheating. One side chick had a miscarriage, and I don't know what to do at this point. Leave, start a new family, or stay and cheat. Advice.
I don't understand what you're present for. I don't. She should be writing this shit. Yeah, like, what is your point? You can't help me make no babies. I can't help you, bro. Follow the advice of the previous host, please.
Yeah, and throw your whole entire self in the trash because you're garbage. Your wife has reproductive issues. You say the sex is trash. She's probably not entertained by your ass because she knows your whack ass has been cheating, making babies everywhere and shit. So I agree with the other hosts when they say that you have a noodle dick and your dick is garbage and it should be thrown in the garbage because you're trash. Throw the entire dick in the trash. I feel like your mama raised you like this, so I feel like she should be thrown in the trash too. It's fucking ridiculous. I feel like your mama had a hand in this. I feel like his mom was like, not my baby. My baby ain't cheating. My baby's a good husband. I feel like she saying that to this wife.
You feel like his mama what?
Is a crutch for him.
No, that ain't what you said originally. No.
I said, I feel like his mama's saying, you know how like you have those moms that be like, my baby ain't cheating. My baby's a good husband.
Yeah, but I need you to say it how you said it.
What?
I said, I need you to say it how you just said it.
I just said, my baby's a good husband. He just, he's a good man. What you doing to him? Like, I'm just over this trash ass dude with this trash ass dick. That's why the girl had a miscarriage. If it was meant for you to have kids, this bitch would have had a miscarriage. Trash ass way of thinking. Yes, it's very like you need to. Cut your own dick off. Shoot it off. Shoot your dick off. Because it's poison. Aww. It's got. It's rat poison. Because you're a rat. A measly, dirty, old, scummy old rat.
Rat ass dude.
Rat ass dick.
You probably look like a rat.
Send a picture in to Naturally Unbothered, the number 2 at gmail.com so we can see if you're a rat ass dude.
I feel like his name is Gerald.
You think Gerald's are rat ass dudes?
Yeah. This particular Gerald.
I think rat ass dudes have like new names. I don't think this no old scale dudes.
Like Rayshon or somebody?
No. Not no Shans. You know Shans, they mamas was in the 90s. I'm talking about like some dudes with some old.
Like, they're some Patrick's, something like that. Like,
yes.
You know, Rufus.
No, Rufus too old.
Yeah, Rufus was at home rubbing Fanny's feet.
That felt like some Elliot's, some.
Elliot's.
Dexter's.
Elliot's ain't getting no pussy, and neither are Dexter's. Because they're all 60 and 70 and shit.
Bitch, Dexter's getting all the pussy. Dexter
who?
Despite all the avenues, we're back to Gerald.
Yeah, because that just seems like it fits better. Oh, you what? Said new name, bitch, and you kept giving me old names. Patrick was suffice. Patrick was great. Patrick sounds like a trash ass dude, and this sounds like a Patrick.
This sounds like a Reggie.
Reggie worked as well. Reggie works in that scenario as well.
I feel like I'm being set up, but I believe this could be a
Jason. A Jason.
Oh, it could be a Jason.
No, I don't think it could be a Jason.
I think it could be a Jason.
I don't think so.
Why?
I think it could be a Jared.
It could absolutely be a Jared. Ain't gonna be no goddamn Jason, though.
Why?
Wait a minute. Why can't it be a Jason?
I just don't believe that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was at Bahama Breeze. You at I can't even say that. I can't even say where you at. Somewhere in Midwest City, bitch.
Oh, a JB? Oh God.
Okay,
yeah. We in two different parts of the city, but absolutely. I'm back. It could be that Jason. What was his initials?
I'm so happily married ass.
I'm so happily married. I'll tell you what it ain't.
JB. Oh gosh. JB, you know that JB is light skin, thick thighs.
Not her JB. I know what JB you talking about.
Who the fuck is light skin with thick thighs?
April JB is light skin with thick thighs.
That's why I was like, y'all talking about the same dude?
No.
I don't know who y'all speak of.
You don't know him, but I'll let you know. You probably heard her talk about him.
Oh, okay. I thought they were the same JBs. I'm over here having a whole inter-conflict right now.
JB, no.
No, this is not, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about with the thick legs and legs and wide thighs.
But it's not that one. I forgot where we were just a second.
Okay. Okay. Hey, fair enough.
You in on camera, Shari.
Okay, because I've been this whole time, I've been thinking it was the exact same one.
No.
Okay, because I was like, it's about to be a real life conflict. Huh?
And he's rumored to be a pinky. Hips.
I'm just saying. Hips. Yeah, I meant light skin, big hips. I said big thighs, but it was big hips. My bad.
It's thighs too, little.
I don't know that motherfucker.
You know who it is. I promise you, when we are offline, I will send you the picture. You know exactly who this person is. That's why I thought, because you know who he is, that's who he was. So this whole time, that's who I thought you were talking about.
Well, I don't know why you think that. But anyway, I don't know who Big Hips and Wide Legs is, but
first of all,
you keep saying that like it was a personal dig against you.
Yes, like this.
You just said it's one of April's niggas, so calm down.
I know. I understand that.
There was so much aggression in your tone. So much.
You get your bone offline.
You know? Jesus.
Looks like you want to keep your bone discreet in the package.
Bitch. I don't have any bones. All of my bones are buried.
JB is a bone, bitch. A motherfucking bone. A whole skeleton. Don't get the digging in your nose now, motherfucker.
Oh my god. Oh, now you don't want to use initials. You don't want to start at the initials. Now you don't want to use initials. What the fuck? So now initials are off?
At this particular moment.
Bitch, bye. Bitch, bye the fuck.
Bitch, you getting nervous?
I can't believe this shit.
Don't be reminiscing.
Yeah. You over here? Reminiscing. Over there looking at her old track phone.
Why you blinking for like 30 seconds at a time?
Now she's trying to look serious. Did you see her face straighten up?
Why are you blinking so long? Did you fall asleep, bitch? Or did you roll your eyes?
Yeah, I rolled my eyes.
How long did you... Oh, no, not the third grade roll.
You looked like Donna when you did that.
That was the third grade roll. That's the one when you... all in slow motion.
We heard you. Thanks, Latasha Jackson.
Make sure you heard me.
Tasha, that's exactly how you used to roll your... That's exactly... See, look at that head. Yo. Yo, why did that used to be the most stank thing ever? Like, why? What was the neck? And your hand on your hip? Like, what did you say?
I was never that wretched. I never rolled my eyes until I was in my 20s.
Bitch, you are the queen of the eye roll now. Every third day I want to pluck her eyeballs out. That's how much she be rolling them bitches.
That's a lie. I object.
Bitch, we ain't in court.
Bitch, all of that.
Bitch, I said
no. Ebony.
Okay, so what's next?
Bitch, it's time to take us to the house. We done did everything. Tasha went.
I done set the alarm and locked up the dog. I guess it is time to go. Okay. Thank you for the outro.
You got outro music now? Okay. Sound like Sanford and Son. Girl, that's okay, some. We might get a lawsuit for that shit. That shit ain't clear. We didn't clear that. We don't own the rights to that.
Shout out to Red Fox.
Shout out.
Elizabeth. And if y'all keep fucking with me, y'all gonna go up there and join Elizabeth. Shit. Okay, so guys, you can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414. 1414. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and your show ideas. And Ebonites, you know how I absolutely adore your advice requests. Will keep them coming. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, iHeart Radio, Amazon, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Audible.
Please make sure that you subscribe, you rate, you leave a review, and select the notification button so that you guys are notified every time we post a new video or app on YouTube. Okay, are you looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? Are you looking for Naturally Unbothered merch? If you are, please visit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com. And click the merch link so that you can get our dope-ass merch. We have t-shirts. We have shot glasses. We have mugs. Okie dokie. So, tell all of your ho-ass friends to tell their ho-ass friends to tell their ho-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Yes. Until next time, everyone, this has been another fabulous episode of Naturally Unbothered.
Deuces, America.
Good night. Fuck you very much.